and welcome everyone to the Jeanette Biro podcast. I am so thrilled to have you guys here joining in as we dive into the world of expanding consciousness. I am a medium, a channeler, and this podcast is an outlet for me to share messages from the Ascended Masters to light beings to archangels and more. And especially, I love sharing the messages from other people on this planet who are exploring consciousness for themselves and willing to share their experiences so that we can all learn, because no experience is the same. So thanks for joining the show. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome everyone to the podcast. Thank you so much for joining me as always. I hope you are all feeling this renewed energy as you start your week. And maybe if you're listening to this at the end of the week, I hope you feel renewed energy as you go into your weekend, because the reason why I say this is today's episode is all about the energy of Mother Earth and the elemental realm and why this is coming alive yet again in an entirely new way. And what's so interesting is these messages have been kind of brewing for me for about a month now. And it has been about Mother Earth, Mother Gaia, Pachamama, whatever your name is for Mother Earth, the frequency of it. The energy of Earth is coming alive in yet another new way. So let's start in the beginning, first of all, with the concept that the Earth itself actually has a planetary consciousness. And I know sometimes people think like, what? It's a planet. Here's the thing. If we think about how animals have a certain type of consciousness, trees have a certain type of consciousness, scientists are starting to tap into that. Mycelium in nature have that. They're even noticing that there is a consciousness in water. If you look at Dr. Masaru Emoto's work on hidden messages in water, there's a consciousness in water. There's a consciousness in so many things, as well as planets. That's why we reference it as Mother Earth, Mother Gaia, and so on. Now, I want to share a quick little story of my experience with a planetary and kind of galactic consciousness. I have had times where Mother Earth has spoken to me the same way in which a spirit would speak to me. I hear a voice, I understand where it's coming from, I know the reference point, and we go from there. So I've had conversations with Mother Earth, the energy entity, if you could put it that way, the consciousness. Just as I have had conversations with the consciousness within the Pleiades star system, and I remember when that happened, I was just blown away at the fact that the energies of the stars, of the planets there, came to introduce themselves to me with a name, something to reference, and a consciousness. It was just stunning. So I can understand how the idea of considering the Earth energy as its own consciousness or an entity can be really stretching, but for the sake of this podcast, try it on for size is all I ask. Try it on for size, and you may be surprised. And if it doesn't resonate, no big deal. But if it does, you are having the opportunity to tap into the realms of magic. Now, the reason why I say that is so often in our spiritual journey, we are kind of reaching upward. We are reaching to higher dimensions, higher planes of existence, even in the cosmos and different galaxies. It's always up. And we learn to tune inward to our beings, and we learn to ground into Mother Earth. But the one thing that we often miss, unless you study like druidry or paganism or shamanism for that matter, we don't tune in to the energies and the realms within and around Earth, the entity that is Earth, the consciousness that is Earth, as well as the elemental realms, the realms of fairies, the realms of water sprites. There's many different terms for elemental type energies. Now, again, I want to say, I know the first time I came across the energy of fairies, I was just totally blown away. Because at that point in my journey in mediumship, I was very comfortable talking to deceased loved ones, to those of the angelic realm. And I figured I kind of knew what I was doing. And I think I was already talking to ETs at that point too. But then all of a sudden, fairy showed up in my room when I was sitting across from this client, and I thought, oh no, here we go. This is where I am going to sound completely crazy when I tell her there's fairies. And I remember those beings that we call fairies said, you need to trust that the fact that we're here will resonate with the client. She needs the validation of our presence. And I was like, oh gosh. So I brought it up in a really like gentle way with her. And when I finally said the word fairy, she's like, oh yes, I've known ever since I was a kid. I've always felt that I had fairies around. So this makes so much sense to me. And I remember thinking, oh my goodness, again, there's so much to learn. And so within this elemental realm, in this earthly realm, we have the opportunity to tap into something that is so available here. And this energy is so often shared in fantasy stories and myths and legends of fairy folk, of elven folk, of all kinds of that. I mean, gosh, they're showing me so many images in my mind, but a lot of those stories will have a rooting in something that is true, but something that is just beyond the veil of what our eyes see. And so when we start really tapping into the energy of Mother Earth and connecting with Mother Earth, we then have the ability to connect into so much more, the magical realms that are available on Earth. And this is where the concepts of alchemy come into place, where we begin to be able to learn how to move with the consciousness of different elements and create certain things like, say, telekinesis or levitation, even teleportation for that matter. We get into the magic realms. And again, we could try and put a scientific term to that, but I honestly think the word magic is really where it's at. We can start tapping into that in the same way that we tap into higher vibrational consciousness to connect with past loved ones. So that being said, when you begin to connect into Mother Earth and either the elemental realm starts to come alive or the realm of the elements comes alive, it's an amazing thing. And when I say that, I've done a couple podcasts on like the consciousness of water and my experience in merging with water. And to me, water is one of the biggest elements that is a conduit communication tool for me. But fire can speak to people. Think about even like in the Bible and Moses with the Ten Commandments, when the fire spoke to him, the fire of God. Well, that's the energy coming through the element of fire, right? So there are so many ways we can tap into it. Often it starts with just noticing subtleties, subtle differences in the energy, in the feeling we get when we're in water, in maybe the messages we feel come through when we are sitting in front of a fire. Maybe it's the energy or the understandings we feel when the wind comes up at the perfect time. There's such a beautiful weaving of a tapestry when we tap into the elemental earthly realms. And that's really where the earth is inviting us to explore right now. So very much. And so over the last little while, I've channeled some messages from Mother Earth, the energy or the entity, and I wanted to share them with you. The first one here was just the other day, and it's quite fitting for what we're talking about, so I want to share this with you. She said, "How long I have waited to communicate with all of you. This opportunity to share consciousness is an honor. I'm grateful for your willingness to connect with me as a soul entity, for I am very much alive. My heart beats with yours in unison. That is both life-giving and life-affirming. You see, each and every choice you make reverberates through my planetary being. I am continually receiving your energy. To speak to you energetically now is a real gift because I can share my gratitude for the frequency you carry. Your hearts are pure and strong, and together we help humans ascend. Thank you for your gentle awareness of my gifts of life." And in this, she showed me like harvest and fruits and water and all of that. And she says, "I will always hold open my womb with a sacred invitation for your energetic recalibration." And with that last statement, it was really an invitation. That energy of the womb is, if we look at like the true essence of what a womb space is, if we take, You know, some people, when they hear womb space, they just think like gory or whatever. A womb space is a sacred space for an entity to grow into a body. It is a space that creates life. It creates a vehicle for a soul to experience something. And so with Mother Earth asking to come back in, or having us come back in and connect in, that is a really, really powerful thing, a beautifully powerful thing. And so her invitation for you to come into the energy, for you to come into the energy of her womb space, is you stepping into an ability to recalibrate your earthly frequency, your earthly energy. It is an opportunity for you to heal your body from her beautiful energies. It is such a beautiful thing for you to experience and grow through. And it is just something that is so worthwhile in your journey moving forward. Now, some people feel like maybe we've gone too far, and, you know, this connection with that sacred womb space of Mother Earth and that energy that is available to us, like, we've damaged the planet so much and we can't come back from that. And, you know, depending on what kind of news you listen to, it is very doom and gloom about the planet. However, if we look back to COVID, the experience of COVID, and how, when everything shut down, how fast we saw certain things start to change, pollution levels and such. And yes, I know there was some AI generated stuff to try and trick us, but there was also some truth in it from scientific studies of how fast Earth is able to regenerate itself. And if we connect into that beautiful regenerative energy that is the Earth frequencies, and we bring that into our beings, we are like connecting into this massive source of renewal. And as we connect into that massive source of renewal and that energy and that womb energy of creation of Earth, we're also tapping into this elemental realm, this amazing realm of magic available on our planet. And what's so interesting is when my guides show me glimpses of what the Earth can become in 100 years, in a couple hundred years, there is so much beauty and how fast the Earth can change itself into just this most beautiful, lush kind of, reminds me of like lush gardens and greenery and like greater ecological balance. And so with that being said, this was another message that I got from Mother Gaia about like what we can do to be a part of the change and how we can be connected into the Earth and like where we're going. And so she said, redemption is available to all of those who are willing. And she means, with that, she means like, again, all are invited into her sacred womb space for healing, regeneration, to co-create with her. She says, no one will be turned away if their heart energy is true. Rains will come to cool the flames within, to balance this heat energy with water. Speak your prayers and wishes to the water, and let it carry it around the earth. Soothe my heart, soothe the heart of your fellow people, and soothe the heart of hatred, greed, and sadness of those who seek to do harm. The water runs deeper than you know. It runs through you and me. It cleanses the heart and soul of all things, so speak to water. Charge it with your words and energy. Give it the frequency to weave a calming salve. Stand strong on the land and send roots of energy and stability through your feet. Anchor yourselves in higher frequency. Sing your dreams and desires through the wind so it may inspire all who can hear. Sing the lullaby across the plains, mountains, and oceans to unite all the lands of my body. I too will speak to you in the water, anchor you on my body, and sing to you in the wind. Listen for it. Feel for it, and together we can heal. I love you, I honor you, and I believe in you. I don't know about you, but to me, that is a pretty amazingly inviting, welcoming, nurturing, and wise energy that we inhabit. And so we can really connect into this beautiful soul energy and bring it forward and allow it to nourish our life. Because as humans, we really are like the custodians of this planet. We help to take care of it. And when we recognize the magic in the entity that is the earth, the magic in the entity that is available within the realms, we'll say the hidden realms on earth, and we work within that in this beautiful trinity of consciousness, we are tapping into something fierce that can just change so many things, change the way we do things, change the way we understand the cyclical nature of things. I mean, we've only tapped the surface, according to spirit, in understanding the cyclical nature of Mother Earth and how she really works. And if we take that strong foundation trinity of the earth, connect it to our strong foundation trinity within the cosmos and the higher realms with universal energy source, with our spirit guides or our galactics, and we become that bridge and that tether between those two realms, we then become, first of all, these absolute beacons of light, true, true beacons of light that not only bring in new creations and new ideas, but also the ripple effect of our energy alone can affect so many more things and so many more people and the environments we're in. What's so interesting too is like people of a really high frequency are also being positioned in certain places on Earth now more and more, and this has been happening for decades, but more and more people are being drawn to specific places on Earth because it is either charging their own frequency for a time, and then when they go somewhere else, their frequency emits this like soothing balm of energy. Like just like we can hear about different energetic warfare or energy attacks or we'll just leave it at that. Things like that. In the negative, us as human beings, when we are tapped into our full power, we become the opposite in the positive. We become that massive energetic source of change, of high frequency, of transmutation, of alchemy in living form that absolutely neutralizes any of the negativity. And yes, there is work to do in that, and I'm not just saying it's like a simple, easy thing, but it is possible. And the more and more we're all stepping up right now and doing our part, standing in our power, the more we are embracing that energy. And that's what Spirit's been talking about, like anchor your energy in, be who you are, stand strong in who you are, has a bigger effect than you realize. If we tie that into now the energy of Mother Earth and really anchor ourselves into communicating with her consciousness, connecting into those elemental realms and standing in our power as that beacon and change maker, we have huge potential to help shift the consciousness on top of the planet. I mean, Mother Gaia, she's already there. But the consciousness on top of it, we have such a big power to have a big effect in that, the more each and every one of us do that. And we do that in our own unique way, right? In the way we garden, in the way we connect in our workplace, in the new initiatives we create, in the kindness we show to other people. All of that connecting into the energy of the land and the elemental realm can enrich your life so, so much. You, in time, can go into a forest and have a conversation with the forest. You can go for a swim in a lake and have a conversation with that lake. And it might not be word for word, verbal, but there's an energy exchange. That's the kind of conversations is in the exchange of energy in consciousness. And that's when we can experience sacred healing waters, because you tap into that energy of it. That's how we can also help transmute certain areas, certain water sources, certain land frequencies. We're working in harmony with those elemental realms, with the energy of Mother Earth and our guidance from our spirit guides, becoming these beautiful stewards of the land. And so what I wish to leave you with is that we are in such a beautiful pivotal change point on our planet right now. It has been changing, absolutely, but we are in this like next level massive change point, and we can bring the consciousness of Mother Earth into it also. There's such a beautiful power in understanding the way in which her harmony, her cycles, her energetics work, as well as the elemental realms within it and the elements. So I hope that helps to kind of intrigue you to tuning in more when you are out and about, when you're in a forest, when you're by the ocean, when you're in a beautiful field, when you are on a mountaintop. Tune in. When you're near a body of water, put your hand in the water or your feet in the water and feel. Feel the earth. Feel the consciousness of the water. What comes alive for you? What are you reawakening within yourself through that connection? It's powerful. All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much as always. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you go out into nature. And I will see you all next week. So thank you as always so much for joining me. I'll see you soon.